What's up, folks? It is Braylon DeLauro, Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is episode 25, a quarter of the way to 100. That's actually really exciting. I did not know we were that close, but it is Friday, thank goodness, Friday, September 27th, 2024, and Halloween is coming up, so that's exciting. But we got, this one is something I've been wanting to do for a while. We're going to be rating the, rating the NFL running backs for fantasy football and their handcuffs. So a handcuff for fantasy, or a handcuff for a running back is like their backup. So we'll be rating the starters and their backup. So basically just rating every team's running back duo. And so injuries do apply. This is so far, this isn't like what they should do. This is so far what they have done. So Christian McCaffrey, you will not see him on here. You won't see Isaiah Pacheco on here. But first off, we'll start with the Arizona Cardinals. James Conner, the starter, and Trey Benson, the handcuffs. James Conner, a little bit older of a running back, but he still got some in the tank. Looked not too terrible through three games. So I think the Cardinals are 1-2. I think that's right. Don't take my word. They could be 2-1. And then Trey Benson is going to be like the most average running back ever. He's good, but he's not going to be like running everywhere. We're going out of 10. I'd say 6 out of 10 for the Cardinals. James Conner was definitely a good piece for them. It was pretty good last year. The Falcons, ATL, the Dirty Birds, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. Bijan, I mean, he's a dog. He's insane. Was he Rookie of the Year last year? I know he was a great pickup for them, great draft. Great draft. He's running up the stats. NFL wide receivers. Fantasy football running backs, or fantasy football GMs, you want Bijan. You know that's kind of easy to say, but, I mean, if you can get them, you could try and trade for them. I don't know who's going to accept that trade, so hopefully the guy who has Bijan isn't too smart, so you can get him. But Tyler Allgeier, he's not getting too many carries because Bijan, one, they got Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins is already throwing to them. And then you throw in Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, it's not getting too many carries. He's going to be a guy that you don't, it's going to be just running on the bench. He's a great running back if Bijan gets hurt. Hopefully, he's going to be a good running back if he gets hurt. So, 8 out of 10, Tyler Allgeier is a pretty good handcuff. Baltimore, Derrick Henry, the handcuff, Justice Hill. Derrick Henry, I don't know what to think about Derrick Henry just because they have Zay Flowers, they have Mark Andrews, and Lamar runs. Derrick Henry's not getting as many carries as he used to in Tennessee. So if you have him in your lineup, I'd still probably start him. Just because he's still Derrick Henry, and every carry he's gonna get yards. But just probably not my first choice. You're probably gonna be your number two guy, number two, number three, Derrick Henry. And I know that's weird. That sounds like what? But when you got Lamar running the ball everywhere, slinging it to Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely's been insane. And then Justice Hill. Yeah, you don't want Justice Hill. You don't. He's good, but if they're running the ball, it's Lamar or it's Derrick Henry. It's not Justice Hill. It's just not. So, honestly, no. No. Do not like. And Justice Hill's good, but. And then Buffalo, James Cook, Ray David. I did not rate the Baltimore. 4 out of 10. It's just not my favorite. Buffalo, one of my favorites, honestly. James Cook, the younger brother of Dalvin Cook. James Cook has been insane. He got like 3 touchdowns in his last game against was it Miami? No, Jackson. No, that was Miami. Okay, no, they played Jacksonville last. But James Cook been insane this year, and then I actually on my bench I got his handcuff Ray Davis, and I mean he's gonna sit on your bench while James Cook's out there. He's gonna get you 3-4 points, maybe a little bit more. But James Cook gets hurt, Ray Davis is that guy. There's no question about it. If James Cook is out, Ray Davis is in. And so that's exciting for people who have Ray Davis. And James Cook, I know this one guy, he destroyed me. Well, no, he didn't destroy me. One, because he didn't start James Cook the day that he had 3 touchdowns. But he still did destroy me. Sad, sad days. But yeah, Buffalo, 8 out of 10. It was really good. Carolina, Chuba Hubbard. I like Chuba. I really think he's really good. He's really good. And I would have said about 2 weeks ago, don't get Chuba. One, because Bryce Young. Actually, no. I would have said a couple weeks ago, get Chuba Hubbard. Because Bryce Young. Hold on, I'm trying to say this. I'm saying Chuba Hubbard probably is not as valuable now, or he's probably more valuable than not. I would have said 2 weeks ago, don't get Chuba Hubbard because Bryce Young is gonna throw or whatever. But also, the Carolina offense is just terrible. So, really, it doesn't matter. And now they got their backup. Bryce Young, was he the problem, though? I mean, they played the Raiders. The Raiders are the most hit-or-miss team ever. They beat the Ravens, but they lost to the Panthers. You can't trust the Raiders, ever. Bryce Young didn't look good in his season in, like, 2 games. But, I mean, I don't know. Chuba, he's going to run the ball. Chuba's going to run the ball. But, also, the Panthers are trying to get some yardage. They can't run every play. So, Carolina, and then his handcuff, Miles Sanders. That's not good. Miles Sanders, ugh. 3 out of 10 for Panthers. You're about to be in a rebuild year, but rebuild generation for y'all. Chicago. Actually, I do know, okay, so DeAndre Swift is their starter, and then they got Roshan Johnson. This is his handcuff. And so I saw DeAndre Swift a lot last year because he was in Philly. And he's good, but he's not the guy who's going to, like, blow up every play. Like, he's not the guy he's not the Aaron Jones. He's not the Derrick Henry. He's not the Ramondre Stevenson. He's not the Breece Hall, Bijan. He's not the guy who's going to get you yards. He's more the guy that's going to, he's not like the bulldozer. He's going to be the one who tries to wiggle his way through. And that's fine. But he has a better chance of getting hurt than, I mean, these bigger guys. Because he's not the biggest guy. He's he's smaller. So, I'd be kind of be afraid that he's going to get hurt. And then Roshan Johnson, pretty good. So, Chicago's just like, I know I say this a lot. He's just a mid-team. They're not good, but they're not terrible. So 5 out of 10, just right in the middle for Chicago. Cincinnati, oh, y'all got a problem. Ever since Joe Mixon left, oh, y'all got a problem. Zach Moss honestly has surprised me a little bit. He's been better than I expected. But still, Chase Brown is their handcuff. And so far, Cincinnati has looked kind of bad. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Pats in week 1. And who did they play last week? I don't remember, but I know they're 0-3. I'm pretty sure. No, they're like 1 and, no, they're 1 and 2. They won their second game cuz their last game was against Kansas City, I think. No, I don't remember. I don't really follow the Bengals. But Zach Moss is better than I expected. And then fantasy wise, he's gonna get you points. But also he's not, because he's got Joe Burrow's got T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and that he's got Mike Gesicki, so you got Zach Moss, he's gonna be on your bench. And then Chase Brown. Chase Brown's even worse. Chase Brown is not good. Chase Brown, he's behind Zach Moss, and he's behind an offense who's got two wide receivers that are top 10, and then he's got one of the best tight ends in the league. So I don't know. 4 out of 10 for Cincy. Cleveland, they got okay. So here, Nick Chubb is hurt. So usually Nick Chubb would be the starter, and Jerome Ford would be the handcuff. Chubb is hurt, so it goes Jerome Ford and Deontay Foreman. I actually have Jerome Ford. He's the one game I started him, he got a touchdown. He got pretty good yards. He got like 10 points, which for running backs, you'll take that. But see, Jerome Ford is good. Deontay Foreman is the problem. Deontay Foreman is kind of garbage. He's not that good, and one it could just be the offense. Deshaun Watson is literally the most washed quarterback ever, behind Russell Wilson. But you know, he looks so good in Houston, and now he's just in Cleveland, and he looks kind of not too good. So Cleveland, I do have Jerome Ford. I do like Jerome Ford. But he's only going to be the backup or the starter for maybe another week or two, because Nick Chubb's on his way to being Nick Chubb's almost healthy, and that means Deontay Foreman, he's going to be the third string, which third strings don't get anything. And then Jerome Ford, so he's really going to be a bench guy for me, probably moving on just because Nick Chubb's coming back. And Nick Chubb, even though he's older, he's gonna get the starting job. He's a veteran. Jerome Ford's good, but he's not Nick Chubb good. So Cleveland, I got you at 6 out of 10, but when Nick Chubb comes back, 8 out of 10. Dallas. I actually do have their starter. Rico Dowdle is the Cowboys starter. He got, I think, 10. Hold on, oh, I was gonna say let me check, but my phone's recording. If I remember, Rico got like 10 points yesterday. Got a receiving touchdown. And then Zeke, it's cool to see him back in Dallas, but he really doesn't do a lot. I mean, he gets some yardage, but again, it's like they're a throwing heavy offense. That's why Tony Pollard left. One, because the Cowboys got Jake Ferguson, which I love Jake Ferguson. He's an actual beast. I love Jake Ferguson. They got CeeDee Lamb. Obviously, I already said who do the Cowboys? Who else do they have? Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's okay, right? Okay, he's okay, but so Dallas, I do have Rico. I haven't started him one game because the Cowboys do not look too good today or this today. They don't look too good this season, but that could always change. I mean, apparently it's their year, even though I've heard that for the last 13 years of my life. Anyways, Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. Literally, oh, sorry. Dallas, you get a 6 out of 10. Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. Chef's kiss on the Lions GM. Okay, I have two. So I don't have Jahmyr Gibbs. I do have David Montgomery. And David Montgomery, I've started him every game, and he's gotten a touchdown in three straight games. He's gotten a touchdown the first week. That was Rams. He got the overtime touchdown win. Who do they play? Ray or Cardinals? No. Who do they play? Who do they play week two? Because I'm pretty sure they play the Seahawks this week. I don't know. But Jahmyr Gibbs, he's insane. Jahmyr Gibbs, I love him. And then David Montgomery. Oh, Christmas trees. David Montgomery, I mean, a beast. Literally runs up. He's like that bulldozer. He's not the fastest, but he's going to get yardage because he's going to plow guys on their butt. So, and then I also have, I mean, Jameson Williams. He's not a running back. He's the wide receiver. But I'm just saying, he's also a guy that you might want to get. Jameson Williams has been insane so far. So far, I'm going to give Detroit a 9 out of 10. Because both of these guys could be the starter. It's hard to... I would give them a 10, but I like one starter and a really good running or a really good backup. These two guys are probably... I mean, one, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be that faster guy. He's not going to plow through guys. David Montgomery is, so that's really good. But Detroit, yeah. These guys, yeah, still, they're great. 9 out of 10. And then I skipped over Denver. Javonte Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin. Javonte Williams, no, don't get Jaleel. Don't get Javonte Williams. Just don't. Listen to me. Trust me. Listen to me. Don't get him. I don't have to say more. Don't get him. Jaleel McLaughlin, he's a pretty good bench guy. He's going to, but, I mean, yeah, just don't get Javonte Williams. Trust me, don't get him. Don't get him. 2 out of 10. Denver's kind of bad. And then Green Bay. Got Josh Jacobs. I've started him every single game. He's been really good every single game. Josh Jacobs, he's a good guy. He's a good running back. Don't really know else what to say. He's going to get you points. He hasn't gotten a touchdown yet, I don't think. But he's still going to get those yards because with Jordan Love being out and with their backup in, he's going to get carries. He gets a lot of carries. He's got, like, I think top 10 in the league with the carries. And then Emmanuel Wilson, he stole my touchdown last week. I was so sad. I saw a Green Bay uniform going into the end zone. I was like, Josh Jacobs, let's go. And then it shows, if y'all watch it, there's like at the bottom of the screen, it'll say touchdown with the, it's like the cartoon version of them, but it's like it was like Emmanuel Wilson. And I saw like number, it was sad because Josh Jacobs was out on that play and Emmanuel Wilson broke for like a 20 yard touchdown, which still hurts my heart to this day. But Green Bay, I really like their team, honestly. But yeah, 8 out of 10. Good job, Green Bay. Pick up both of those guys and you're sitting pretty. Houston, Joe Mixon is their starter, but he is hurt. So right now, Cam Akers, I think, is their starter. It's either Cam Akers or Damian Pierce. I'm pretty sure it's Cam Akers. So we're going to just say it is. Cam Akers right now is good, but I still wouldn't pick him up because, you know, Joe Mixon's on his way back. And, I mean, Cam Akers, yes. Don't pick up Damian Pierce. One, because he's bad. Two, because Joe Mixon's coming back. And then, and then Cam Akers is going to be the backup. So Damian Pierce is going to get, like, nothing. So, I mean, unless you want to watch your guy sitting on the bench, no. Right now, if we're not including Joe Mixon, 3 out of 10, but if we are, like, 5 out of 10, Indy, one of the best running back duos in the league, Jonathan Taylor and Trey Sermon. Jonathan Taylor, one of the best running backs in the league, top 5, and Trey Sermon has been pretty good. Anthony Richardson, the only thing is, Anthony Richardson is a running quarterback, so I don't love running backs when their quarterback is a running quarterback. Like I said, with Derrick Henry and Lamar, Lamar's going to run some, so that every time Lamar runs, that's one carry less that Henry gets. And same for here. Jonathan Taylor, he's going to get carries, but Trey Sermon, every time Anthony Richardson runs, every time Jonathan Taylor runs, And I mean, that's kind of what you expect with a backup with a handcuff. You're not expecting him to blow up. He's just a guy that's kind of there. So, yeah, Trey Sermon, 7 out of 10 for the Colts. It's pretty good. Jacksonville, Travis Etienne and Tank Bigsby. Tank Bigsby might take Travis Etienne Jr.'s spot. Travis Etienne has not been too good this year. You know what I just realized? I've been doing this for a while now, and camera malfunctions. My mistake. I just realized I don't ever sit back in my chair. I don't sit back. That looks kind of weird. Anyways, sorry for the little pause. But Travis Etienne has not been the best so far, and Tank Bigsby has. So, I mean, I don't. It's kind of. It wouldn't be surprising if Etienne gets not as many carries throughout the season. I mean, they're still going to give it to him because he's their, right now he's still their starter. But I need to fix that. Right now, yeah, Jacksonville, 5 out of 10 for their running back situation. So, and then KC, another one where we're here. I need to fix this camera. This is not going too well. Oh, it's kind of bad, but ooh, very sorry. There we go. Yeah, so Isaiah Pacheco is not going to be in the starting lineup because is he out for the season? He could be out for the season, but we got this like fullback halfback guy, Carson Steele. Whoa, Carson Steele. That is a scary name. You look on the back, you look at the jersey on the back of a guy's jersey, or you look at the name on of a guy's back. You look at the name. Okay, if you're the other team and you're playing KC and you see their running back with the last name Steele, it's over for you. You're toast. You're done. You're done for. You might as well just quit. Steele, that's for running back, that's kind of awesome. But we are rating this one without the starter because he's hurt. So 5 out of 10 for KC. I don't even know who their backup now is for Carson Steele. I don't know who his backup is. So that tells you something. Rams Kyren Williams has been insane. He got 3 touchdowns last game. 3 touchdowns for Kyren Williams. Ronnie Rivers is not good. Kyren, they're giving it to Kyren. Get Kyren if you can. Again, I don't know who's gonna give up Kyren Williams, so hopefully, again, the guy in your fantasy football league who has Kyren Williams is kind of nuts and doesn't know what he's doing. But if you can, get Kyren Williams. And then the Chargers totally went over. I totally skipped them. J.K. Dobbins is the starter. Gus Edwards. They're like the two most. They're like this. There's not really a much difference. Gus Edwards is pretty good. And then J.K.'s been all right. His last game was good. His other two were kind of bad. But Rams, y'all get 6 out of 10, and Chargers, y'all get, excuse me, 4 out of 10. Las Vegas, what a pickle they are in. Zamir White, I know this one guy in my league, the guy who actually made the league, Zamir was in love with Zamir White, and it's not gone too well. He always could turn it around. But so far, Zamir White has not been good. And so that means, I mean, he's still their starter, but Alexander Mattison as your backup, he's good, but eesh. Miami Devon Achane, I'm pretty sure he's good to play now. I think he was hurt. Devon Achane and then Jalen Wright as their backup, or Raheem Mostert, which everyone they got like three. Oh, I keep forgetting Las Vegas. 3 out of 10 for your rating. And then Miami, Devon Achane, Jalen Wright. Devon Achane, a fast speedster. Speed demon. He's gonna get past everybody. The Dolphins, honestly, if you have Devon Achane, start him every game because one, Tua's hurt, might retire, and they got their backup who's, I feel bad for the people who have Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill because they're not getting thrown the ball as much because the guy who's the backup can't put it right there as much. So they're going to be run, they're a running team right now. So Devon Achane, Jalen Wright, those two guys could blow up anytime, especially like I just said, Tua is hurt. So Devon Achane, Jalen Wright, 6 out of 10. Actually, no, 7 out of 10. I actually really do like the Miami running. And Minnesota, also one of my favorites. Ty Chandler is the backup, and Aaron Jones, the former Packer, is the starter. Aaron Jones, wherever you put him, he's going to blow up. He's insane. Aaron Jones, he's got like 2 touchdowns, I think. And then Ty Chandler, he's a really good backup. Ty Chandler, a really good backup. He's just a really good backup. Minnesota, yeah, Aaron Jones, Ty Chandler, both really good. I give this one an 8 out of 10. That might be a little high. I might be a little too generous. But so far, the Vikings are 3-0 with Sam Darnold. Justin Jefferson looks like a superstar, which we already know that. But yeah, so honestly, if I'm anybody in that division, say I'm the Lions, or actually no, say I'm the Bears, I'm pooping my pants when I look at the Vikings run defense or run offense, and then I see, oh, the Lions are over there, and oh, the Packers are over there. If you're the Bears, yeah, it does not look too good for you. But Minnesota, y'all get 8 out of 10. And then New England, Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson. Ramondre, literally, he's been great this season. I know he's got at least 1 or 2 touchdowns this season, and he's been really good for New England. Antonio Gibson, he's really good, former Commander, but yeah, Ramondre Stevenson's going to get the ball a lot more than Antonio Gibson. Can't say his name today. I would personally not get Antonio. Would personally go and get Ramondre. However you can, whatever it takes, go get Ramondre. Get Ramondre Stevenson. He's a top 10 running back in the league. Go get him no matter what it takes. New England. Do I feel nice? I do. It's a very happy day. I'm very happy. 7 out of 10. And then New Orleans. Alvin Kamara. I'll say this right now. Jamal Williams is not getting anything. Do not get this guy. He's not getting anything. He's not been doing anything. Alvin Kamara, I wouldn't see how anybody gives him up, even if you are dumb. So, yeah. Alvin Kamara is good. He's been great so far, actually. And then Jamal Williams, so, calf, I'd say 6 out of 10 just because their backup isn't that good. So, New Orleans, you get 6 out of 10. Kamara's great. He's been really good so far. He's got like three or four touchdowns this season already. He's going to get you points. He's gotten like 10 points in the last like 2 games, which so far that's really good. Only played 3 games. And then but then Jamal Williams has got, like, not too good numbers. New York Jets, saying it right now, the best running back duo in the NFL. Hold on, let me make sure. I do want to make sure there's nothing else I'm missing. Because I'll look. Okay, yeah. The New York Jets, they got Breece Hall, top 3 running back, yes, I'm saying it, and Braylon Allen. I'm not biased, I mean, maybe a little bit, but so what, it's my podcast, I can do what I want. Breece Hall been insane. He's gotten like, I told y'all this, but my first fantasy football game, I was up by like 15 or something, and the person only had Breece Hall left, and that game he didn't have the best game. It was against San Fran, but still, Jamal or Breece Hall has been literally insane. He's great. He's been working hard, and then Braylon Allen, the rookie, looks insane. Braylon Allen is literally, he's gotten like 2 touchdowns already. Breece Hall's gotten like 3 touchdowns, and New York, I'm telling you, best running back duo so far. I'm not saying like week 17 it's going to be New York Jets still got it. It could be, I don't know, it could be Miami. It could be, I don't really know. It could be Houston. It could be Green Bay. It could be Philly. But right now, I would get Braylon Allen, and nobody in their right mind is giving up Breece Hall. So you might as well try and get Braylon Allen at while you can, because nobody's giving up Breece Hall. If somebody gives up Breece Hall, please get them help, because something's not right. New York Giants, what do we got here? We got Devin Singletary. I do have him as well, Devin Singletary. He started for me last night against Dallas, and he got like 24 yards. I'm very disappointed in you, Devin. He had a great game last week, and this week, not good. I'm very disappointed. And then Tyrann Tracy, he had a better game than Devin Singletary last night. Calm down. Devin Singletary, so this one I'd actually give a 6 out of 10. The Giants, I really feel like, are on the uprise of being a really good team. Daniel Jones, I might get clowned for this, but Daniel Jones, listen to me, could still be, I've not lost hope. Well, actually, I hope he's terrible, but I still haven't lost faith that he could be a really good quarterback. I know he throws like 16 interceptions a game, but still, the Giants are going up, and honestly, he's better than half the backups on any other team. So yeah, Devin Singletary, Tyrann Tracy, y'all get a 6 out of 10. Good job, New York. And then Philly, top 3 running back in the league. Saquon Barkley, I'm sorry, New York. We got him. Saquon Barkley been insane. He's got like, first game he got 2 touchdowns, I think. 2 touchdowns. Got an insane receiving touchdown. And then has he gotten a touchdown since? I think he's gotten at least 1 since. But I am a little afraid of Tampa Bay, because that's who Philly plays, and I'm kind of afraid that Devin White and Lavonte David might stop our run, but, yeah. And then Kenneth Gainwell is their backup, is the handcuff, and Kenneth Gainwell, he's really good. He's getting yards. Just joking. No, Kenneth Gainwell is not getting anything. He's not getting playing time. One, because Jalen Hurts is a running quarterback. Two, because we have Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Jahan Dotson, and Saquon. There's no room for Kenneth. There's no room. Kenneth, I'm sorry. Don't get Kenneth. Gainwell's not been... He's good, but he's not getting playing time. So, Saquon, yeah. 7 out of 10 for Philly. And then Pittsburgh, Najee Harris is the starter. The handcuff, Cordell Patterson, which is pretty good. Najee, dog, literally great. And then Cordell, yeah, he's whatever. But the thing is about Cordell, Justin Fields, another running quarterback. So I would not get Cordell Patterson, because he's older, and he's not going to get that much. So Najee, honestly, I really like Najee Harris. If you can get him, because he's going to get yards every game. He's going to give you a solid performance almost every game. So Pittsburgh, 6 out of 10, just because your backup is kind of washed. Seattle, again, it would be Kenneth Walker starting, but it is Zach Charbonnet so far. So Zach Charbonnet is the starter, and then Kenny McIntosh. Never heard of that guy in my life. Can't tell you a thing about him. Go do some research. I should do some research. So Kenny McIntosh, right now, I would not get him just because, excuse me, he's a third string. So, and then I like Zach Charbonnet a lot. He's not a rookie, but he's a second year. Yeah, but I like Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth, but he's going to get replaced with Kenneth Walker and however long it takes for Kenneth Walker to get back. So, right now, without Kenneth Walker, and this kind of isn't fair for the teams whose starting running back is hurt, 5 out of 10, honestly, the Seattle is, I can't say too much, because I don't, literally have never heard of Kenny McIntosh in my life, but Zach Charbonnet is a pretty good running back, so honestly, 1 out of 10, just because I've never heard of the third string in Zach Charbonnet. Okay. I will also rate them with Kenneth Walker, probably a 7 out of 10, honestly, because Zach Charbonnet is good, and Kenneth Walker is unstoppable. He's really good. And now we are on to San Francisco. San Francisco, yes, the 49ers. McCaffrey is hurt, so Jordan Mason is the starting. He's actually been really good for San Fran so far. I went up against him, and it was not good. He got like two touchdowns and blew me out of the water. And then Isaac Guerrero, never heard of that guy. I need to do some more research on some third strings, but Jordan Mason has been really good. So 3 out of 10 for the 49ers right now with McCaffrey, 10 out of 10. Okay, with McCaffrey, they have the best running back duo in the league because Jordan Mason is insane. So, the Jets have the best running back duo right now, but when McCaffrey gets back, the 49ers have the best because McCaffrey is the best running back in the league, and Jordan Mason is really, really good. So, Don't do that. Why did I do that? It's the 49ers. I hate the 49ers. Everybody in the league hates the 49ers besides San Fran. Well, we got a 37-minute episode so far. We still got three more teams. Tampa Bay. I always like the announcer when they say Tampa Bay. Like, touchdown Tampa Bay. It's funny. Just says it weird. But Rashad White, what is there to say? Rashad White's good, but last year he had, like, I'm pretty sure the Buccaneers had, like, had the worst running offense in the league. So, Rashad White, yes. Bucky Irving, kind of. Bucky Irving's not too bad. He's been pretty good so far. He's their handcuff. So, Tampa Bay, 5 out of 10, just because Rashad White is good, but he's, I feel like he should be a backup. He should be a handcuff. So I don't know, but Tony Pollard is the starter, Tajay Spears is the, handcuff, and Tony Pollard's been really not good this year. He's been okay. Tajay Spears, okay. The Titans, terrible. The Titans are the worst team in the league. It's between them and the Browns, but I think the Browns are better. So, yeah. Tennessee's just not good. So, Will Levis, honestly, get Tony Pollard, get Tajay Spears, because they're not going to throw. They got DeAndre Hopkins, but they also have Will Levis, which Will Levis can throw the ball. But when your only target really on offense as a wide receiver is DeAndre Hopkins, which he's good, he's going to make plays, but they're going to put their best guys on him, two guys are probably going to be on DeAndre every snap. So, they really can't throw the ball. They're 0-3. They're kind of garbage. So, honestly, Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears for fantasy, yes, I would get them. But Tennessee, their running back, I get a 6 out of 10 because Tony's good as a starter. I got that backward. He's good as a backup. Last year in Dallas, he was really good because he was behind. Who was he behind? Oh, Tony Pollard was their starter last year, wasn't he? He was their starter. Okay, never mind. But Tony Pollard, he's really good as a backup. I feel like backup running back, Tony Pollard, you're sitting pretty. You're really good. But as a starter, And then Tajay Spears, really haven't seen enough of him to, like, really say anything about him. So, 5 out of 10. And then Brian Robinson for Washington, the last team. Brian Robinson, really good. He had a touchdown last week. Touchdown. And then Austin Eckler is their handcuff, which, no, Austin Eckler, no. His prime is over. His prime's been over for a couple years. So, sorry for that. Austin Eckler, I'm sorry. But Washington, y'all's Jane Daniels looks insane. I'm scared to death because Jane Daniels is in our division. But yeah, so Brian Robinson, y'all get a 6 out of 10 because Brian Robinson's good and Antonio Gibson's okay. He's okay, not the best, not the worst, he's just washed. But that does it for episode 25, a banger, and, I'll see y'all next time. I will leave a link, on my website. Link of my website, so y'all can check out that, listen to it there. If y'all would consider, like, subscribe to my podcast, it would really, really make me happy. And, honestly, if you would turn on the notifications, just hit the little bell, it'll say personalized, but you put it on all, and every time I upload, y'all get a notification. So, 42 minutes, it's really good, honestly. And, never mind. Next time, I promise, I will make a timer to bring my stuff. Because I got it ready. I have it ready. I just keep forgetting to bring it. Very sorry. But I will see y'all for episode 26, whenever that is. Hopefully it's soon. It'll be next week. Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. And so, really. And then next episode, I'll go over what happened in the NFL. Next week will probably be a long video, too, because I'll go on what happened, there probably will be no week 3 predictions. There'll probably be no week 3 predictions, because it'll be after Sunday, so it'll be after, so no week 3 predictions. Week 4 predictions, though, next episode will be a banger. I'll see y'all then, and until next time, peace.